It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Draw one by Michigan Tech, Sweeney at the point. 45 seconds left to go in the period. Carroll with a shot through traffic, scores!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by The Turvo Agency, Bucko's Party Store, The Library Restaurant, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen, University Images and the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore, Superior Smiles, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Hancock Bottling, Gartner's Gallery, Peterlin Distributing, Lake Accounting, and Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts in Houghton, and Kissel Chevrolet Calumet and Kissel Automotive in Lawns.
Passes a shot, scores! What a play by the Huskies!
Now, here's the head coach of the Huskies, Mel Pearson, and your host, Dirk Hembra.
Thank you, and we are set to talk one full hour of Michigan Tech hockey right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Coach Pearson is with us, and we are excited. Huskies couldn't pull off the sweep against 7th-ranked Bowling Green, but they were two great games, two one-goal games. We went on Friday night coming from behind and almost won on, almost came back and tied it on Saturday night. Coach, welcome back to the studios, and congratulations on a pretty good weekend of hockey. I know we wanted 4 points, but still fun to watch.
Well, yeah, good morning, Dirk. What a beautiful morning out there. When you win Friday, you put yourself in a real good position. So to win the weekend and then to go and lose Saturday, I mean, it wrecks your Sunday, and it's followed into Monday. But, they're a good hockey team. Bowling Green's a very good hockey team. Hadn't lost since November 14th. Beaten some real good teams this year, and you can see why. When I watch them on tape, I was really impressed and really nervous about playing them. But I thought our team did a real good job on the weekend. There's some areas we have to clean up, but we put ourselves in a good position to win both games, and Saturday just wasn't in the cards. I thought we carried the play. I thought we played better on Saturday than we actually did on Friday night, yeah. Other than, a stretch in 5 minutes there overall, I thought we had a strong game, and I thought a lot of guys played better on Saturday night individually than they did on Friday night. So tough loss, and we got to get out of this pattern, though. We got to get out of this pattern, win one, lose one, win one, lose one, or, lose, win, tie. We have to get on a roll, and I think that's what you're seeing Minnesota State doing. I mean, they're finding that consistency. They're finding a way to win the tough, close games, where the other teams right now in our league are just, we're all scrapping it out, win one, lose one, and you're not going to get any traction that way. So we've got to get back to, playing some consistent hockey and getting some breaks like we did in the first half.
I think most fans thought, as I do, and I think how you kind of talk about Bowling Green, they are probably not better skilled-wise than us, but the way they played, they kind of kept us, they kept our power play at bay for the most part, and they just they played two good road games, and we were able to get a good home win.
Well, they did. They're a tough team to play, and there's a reason why they're up to third in the pairwise rankings right now. Yeah. I mean, you look at the teams. You got Minnesota State 1. I'm not sure who's number 2 right now. Might be as a Nebraska Omaha number 2.
Yep.
And then you got, Duluth at Bowling Green at 3. You got 3 of the top teams in the country right in our league. And there's a reason for that. And they're as good as anybody out there, Dirk. And the penalty killing, I think, was number 1 in the country coming in. The Chris Neal, their goaltender who played on Friday night, had not lost a game all year. When you say they're not as skilled, they've got skill. And when you take David Johnstone and Mike Neville and Tyler Hainan out of the lineup, I mean, now all of a sudden you look at their team and look at our team.
They didn't have skill. I said we have more skill.
Well, and that's questionable. It's pretty even. I mean, when you look at the teams and look at the numbers and everything else, and they've got a good team. They finished ahead of us in the standings last year, and. But having said that, they're a good hockey team, well coached, play the game. They basically come in and here's how we're going to play, mm-hmm. and try and beat us. And I like that. There's no gimmicks. They play hard. They do a lot of good things. They're good on fit. I mean, they're very sound. So for us to win that game on Friday, show some character, some resiliency in coming back, and then we did again Saturday. But we can't keep putting ourselves too far down, because you're not always going to be able to score yourself back in the games.
The one-on-one battles, they play, if I'm not mistaken, what I got from you and from assistant coach Joe Sean, is they play one-on-one. They say basically, I'm going to beat you and you have to beat me type of thing. Is that true?
Basically, sure. Yeah. And you see it all over the ice, even in their neutral zone. They forecheck a little bit differently than everybody else in the neutral zone. They put two guys – going to both your defensemen, and they just man up in the neutral zone. In their zone, they play a pretty good man-on-man. They have one guy who can come down and help out a little bit. But, and they're mobile. You know, they're very good on their feet. They're a real good skating team, and especially on the back end with guys like Walker and Friedman, a draft choice by the Philadelphia Flyers, and Don Domingo. I mean, they're very mobile back there, and they have that quickness, and they're strong. They're strong. They're not maybe as big as some defense you'll see, but between the quickness and the strength, they're good. So a real good matchup. I like the matchup. You know, I wasn't sure going in the weekend, but after the weekend, I feel good about the matchup with them and, just how we match up with that team.
You talked about Friedman. He, to me, stood out right away.
Oh, he's a heck of a hockey player. I've seen him for years. I was telling Billy McCault and Joe Sean how when I was at Michigan that I was recruiting a couple players off that team. He was on a team up in Toronto called the Don Mills Flyers. And they had a kid named Darnell Nurse, who was a first-round NHL draft pick, played in the World Junior Tournament this year. And Max Domi, Ty Domi's son, was also on this Don Mills team. They had a heck of a hockey team. And Friedman was a good player, but I remember at the time we brought some of those kids down to the big outdoor game. But it was Domi and Nurse, and Friedman, he was good, but we had our set sight on Nurse at the time. And obviously Friedman's turned into a good hockey player, a real good hockey player, drafted by the Philadelphia Flyers, and they're a good team. Our league is good. Years ago everybody's worried about the switch in the leagues and just the leftovers and this and that. Well, you look at Minnesota State, they're as good as anybody. You look at Bowling Green, they can compete with anybody out there. I like to think our team, every given night when we show up and play, we can beat anybody. So, there's some depth in our league, and it's a good league. You have to show up every night, and you have to play, and you have to play the right way. And then you got to get some breaks and some luck, too. That's the game.
Yeah, you're right. Minnesota State 1, Nebraska, Omaha 2, Bowling Green 3 right now in the Panes in the pairwise rankings. We move up from 14th to 7th on the weekend, Coach, which is good. I mean, we're getting there. I know you want to be in that top 10.
Well, that's good for the fans, and that we have to stay focused as a team really on what we need to do week to week and game to game to play well. I mean, it's nice. It's nice we're getting some recognition. We put ourselves in a spot where we're in the talk and we're in position to give ourselves a chance, and that's all you can do. Now we have to sort of deflect all that talk and not look at it too much, and then get on with the games. The games are an important thing. If we take care of the games, then everything else falls into place, and that's what our team is focused on now is really the old cliche, game to game, week to week. We have to start stringing some wins together, and then all the polls and the pairwise and all that will take care of itself.
Well, let's get to the games. Friday night's game at the McGinnis Student Ice Arena, the Michigan Tech Huskies and Bowling Green. No scoring in the first period. I thought it was kind of a little bit of a give and take on the first period as far as chances. Coach, what do you think about the first 20 minutes?
Yeah, I think it was a little feeling out process, but I thought it was good intensity, and both teams are good defensively and don't give up much. So you didn't see a lot of good scoring opportunities. I think each team had a couple here or there. So, having said that, the Neil kid, he hadn't lost all year. I thought he looked real good in the net for them.
He did. And let's go to the second period. The shots, by the way, in the first period, 9-7 in favor of Bowling Green. We go to the second. We give up two goals. And we talked about Mark Friedman. Dan DeSalvo gets the goal. We'll talk about the controversial nature of this goal after we hear it.
And the Huskies will eventually control the faceoff, brought up now by L'Esperance. He's got a drop man there. Tried to get it over there for Stamen. A little bit too late. Intercepted. And coming back the other way is Friedman. Friedman across the line. Will shoot. Save. Big rebound there. Save feed. Scores. Rebound off of Phillips.
And it went in, and they reviewed this one. And, Coach, what was the, what was the explanation to you on why it was a good goal?
Well, I didn't even ask. But okay. I think, the captain came over and said because our guy sort of pushed him in and I'm not – you could probably ask 10 people and get 10 different interpretations on that, like 10 different referees. I'm not sure how that's interpreted, we had one similar in the GLI waved off. I remember against Ferris State where, our guy sort of got knocked off his feet. He's going into the net. His stick catches their goaltender's mask.
That was Baltus.
Yeah, and they say, no goal because the goalie didn't have a – because of the new rule, the goaltender has to have a chance to play the puck. Well, in this case, Jamie's got no chance to play the puck because the guy's right on top of him and slides in the crease. So I think they're going to have to look at this and figure it out and how you're going to call it, because the goaltender's got no chance when a player – come sliding in like that, I mean, there's no chance you can, number one, stop the puck, or number two, not get knocked back.